Hello and welcome to another episode of the Potfic Pals. This is the first installment of our Potfic Pals Advent series, where we will release a few short episodes leading up to the holidays. I'm Evie, and today I'm going to be reading Winter Light Spectacular by Reminiscing in the Rain on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is 2.6k words long. The pairings are Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, and Zayn Malik and Liam Payne. It was written for the Girl Direction Winter Fic Fest in 2020, and some of the tags include Girl Direction, Head Gardener Louis, Designer / Coordinator Harry, Zayn is Louis's boss, Louis is a snarky miss, Niles had enough of Louis's BS, and Louis likes gingerbread hot chocolate. It's set during 2020 and references the COVID-19 crisis, I guess. The summary reads, coming soon. Winter Light Spectacular, starting Friday, 11th December, 5 p.m., Golden Botanic Gardens. Entry free. Louis blinked as she read the poster in the staff room. What is this? She asked, looking around with a raised eyebrow. When head gardener Louis has the plans of a light show dropped in her lap, she's instantly protective of her gardens. Can coordinator Harry change her mind? Coming soon, Winter Light Spectacular, starting Friday, 11th December, 5 p.m., Golden Botanic Gardens. Entry free. Louis blinked as she read the poster in the staff room. What is this? She asked, looking around with a raised eyebrow. What's what? Niall asked, not looking up from where she was scribbling away at an order form. This! Louis tapped the notice board. Winter lights? Where are they going? Niall sighed as she lifted her head and gazed over at Louis. In the garden? She suggested with a shrug. Where else would they go? My garden, Louis checked. How many times, Lou? Niall sighed again. It's not your damn garden. It belongs to the public. We are its caretakers. No, no, Louis shook her head quickly. I put my heart and soul into that damn garden on a daily basis. It's definitely mine. Maybe not in name and deed, but definitely on a moral level. Morals count for shit when the local town council wants to put on something to perk up the spirits of the community after the hellfire that has been 2020. Niall shrugged. Zayn said she'd arranged for an outside contractor to come in and design it. When did this happen exactly? Louis glared. She must have told us last week. When you were taking your kid sisters to school. Niall nodded. I remember because the meeting was over really quick. That never happens when you're around. Fuck you, Louis replied with a shrug. I'm gonna go argue with her. Not gonna work, they've already stumped up the cash, Niall added casually. We're gonna have to just put up with it, babe. Louis scowled at the poster again, before she pointed firmly at Niall. Don't call me babe, she practically growled. I'll be in my shed if anyone needs me. If anyone needs me, tell them I'm busy and to go get fucked. So charming and eloquent, Niall commented as Louis grabbed her flask of tea and stormed out. I can't imagine why Zayn didn't tell her personally. Louis slammed the shed door behind her as she huffed, before she dropped into her seat. Lights, all over her beautifully tended garden. What planet was Zayn on to have agreed to this? She knew probably better than most exactly how protective Louis got over the grounds. They'd gone toe-to-toe over many a change that Zayn had suggested, and ultimately implemented, but with Louis' cooperation and compromises. And Zayn knew that Louis' first priority was always going to be the garden and the plants contained within. Louis sighed as she gazed over the detailed plan of the garden that she had pinned up on the wall. Part of her had to admit that, done right, the best parts could definitely be enhanced with the correct lighting. But, she rolled her eyes at her thoughts, it was practically a given that the person in charge of the display would be as uncooperative as possible. She huffed and rested her chin on her palm as her elbow leaned on the desk. Despite her overdramatic flouncing out of the staff room, she knew that she would need to find Zane sooner rather than later, so that she could get the contact information of the coordinator. She figured if she got in there early, she'd have more of a say in what and where and how, instead of having to adapt whatever they wanted. Louis ran a hand through her hair, tucking the short strands behind her ear before she pulled out her phone and tapped on the screen to call Zane. "Pick the fucking phone up," she muttered, as she listened to the ringing tone impatiently. "Stop fucking hiding from me, you wanker." "Who's a wanker?" came the reply, making her jump a little, not having heard the tone end. "You are," Louis promptly said, barely missing a beat. "A winter light spectacular in my gardens?" "They're not your gardens, Louis," Zane sighed wearily. "How many times?" "Not the point, Malik," Louis immediately replied. "You know how much I put into them. They may as well be mine." "And yet," Zane said dryly. "Was this the only reason you called, to bitch at me about this?" "Nope," Louis said cheerfully. "I want the contact details of whoever is in charge of ransacking my gardens." "Why?" Zane asked hesitantly. "You're not going to stalk her, are you? Or, like, harass her?" "Why the fuck would you think that of me?" Louis demanded. "I'm not like that." I know, Zane placated quickly, rolling her eyes a little. "And don't roll your eyes at me," Louis immediately accused. "How do you always do that?" Zane asked, her voice a little odd, before she shook her head. "Never mind. Fine. Have you got a pen and paper?" "Jesus fuck, are we in the fucking dark ages now?" Louis asked, rummaging around her desk for a pen. "I swear to fucking God, someone keeps coming in here to nick me fucking pens when I'm not here." "Yes, there is a pen thief," Zane agreed sarcastically. "Just put them in the damn pot I gave you." "Don't try to use logic on me," Louis muttered. "Ha, got one. Okay, hit me." "Gladly." "Wanker." "The coordinator's name is Harry Styles," Zane said, reading the number off an email on her laptop. "Is she a porn star in her spare time?" Louis asked seriously. "What the fuck, Lou? No, she's not a sodding porn star," Zane spluttered. "For the love of God and my sanity, please do not ask her that question when your paths inevitably cross. I beg of you." "Huh, we'll see," Louis shrugged. "I'll give her a call in a sec, see if she's got any ideas for this ridiculous spectacle." "Spectacular," Zane corrected. No, I got it right the first time," Louis assured her. "I'll see you later, Zane. Please be nice." Yeah, Louis rolled her eyes as she hung up. "It's like I can't be trusted or something. So ridiculous." She sighed and looked at the number she'd scribbled down. "Okay then, let's give this Harry Styles a call and see what bollocks she comes up with." A moment later, the phone was ringing again. "Hello, Harry Styles speaking," a husky but melodic voice answered. "Hi," Louis stammered, her eyes wide as she cleared her throat, trying to get herself together. "I'm Louis Tomlinson. I'm the head gardener at Golden Botanical. I understand that you're in charge of the light show thing that's happening." "Oh, you're the exact person I've been looking to talk to," Harry exclaimed happily. "I was hoping to get your details from Miss Malik later, but you've saved me a job, so thank you." Okay. Louis blinked. "I was hoping we'd be able to meet up sometime soon, so we can discuss what's going to be happening," Harry said, sounding incredibly efficient. "I have a few ideas. I've had a few wanders around the gardens, but obviously I've had to stick to the public paths. You must know the whole space like the back of your hand, and my aim is to try and make this an enhancement of the gardens themselves, not overrule or overpower them. I want to show them off." Louis found herself lost for words. Is that not okay?" Harry asked, sounding uncertain. Yes, Louis replied quickly. "Definitely okay." She gave herself a shake. "I'm sorry, Harry. I think I got the wrong idea before I called. I had myself convinced that you'd come in and just ruin everything." "Oh my goodness, never," Harry immediately said. Golden is one of my favorite places. It's definitely helped to keep me sane this year. It was my daily exercise route all through the hard lockdown, and I've managed to keep the visits up to at least twice a week as things have started to go back to normal. Well, Louis pulled a face. Well, quite, Harry agreed. I imagine I'll be using that as my daily route again after Christmas. There was a significant pause in the conversation before Harry cleared her throat. But anyway, maybe we could meet for coffee, Louis suggested. Grab one from a shop and then go sit on different benches in the gardens. That sounds good, Harry agreed. I'm free this afternoon if you're up for it. I'm going to be here anyway, Louis replied. I can swing it as a work thing as well, so that sounds good. Would you like me to bring you a drink? Harry offered. I'll go to that little place just around the corner. They do amazing gingerbread mochas and lattes. Do they do a gingerbread hot chocolate? Louis asked hopefully. I loved the Costa ones last year, but I don't think they're doing them again this year. I'll ask, Harry promised. But I don't see why they wouldn't. I'll be there by about 2:30 p.m.? That sounds perfect, Louis agreed. I'll be at the front wearing my delightful golden branded hoodie. I'll find you, Harry promised. Harry thanked the barista in the coffee shop as she picked up the two large gingerbread hot chocolates and made her way carefully out onto the pavement, just as a gust of wind whipped around the corner. Harry shivered and buried her nose deeper into her scarf, holding the drinks closer to her body as she ducked her head and marched towards the botanic gardens. As soon as she was through the gates, she paused and lifted her head a little, peering around the large open space, looking for the distinctive golden, in both name and brand, hoodie that Louis had said she'd be wearing. She frowned as she realized after a moment that there was no sign of any staff at all, clutching the drinks a little tighter as she shifted her weight uncertainly, not sure of what to do next. A moment later, a blur of gold shot out one of the side paths, skidding to a halt in the center of the paved area and forming a petite brunette. "You're here!" came the exclamation, followed by a lot of panting as the woman bent over in an attempt to catch her breath. "Fuck, sorry about that. Ran from the other side of the gardens, was in the hothouse and completely lost track of time, shit." She stood upright and gave Harry a bright smile. "Hi, I'm Louis." "Hi," Harry breathed slowly, her eyes fixed upon the woman in front of her. "I'm Harry." She blinked and cleared her throat as she realized she was staring, shifting her weight awkwardly. "I have your hot chocolate," she offered, holding up the takeaway cup. Louis started to reach out to take it, but stopped short and bit her lip. "Bugger," she muttered. "Put it on the arm of the bench," she suggested. Harry nodded and did as was said, before sitting down on the next bench along. "I hope it tastes okay," she said shyly. "The barista said they've had a lot of requests for it because Costa aren't doing it this year, so she thinks the balance of syrup shot to chocolate is about right now." "I'll let you know," Louis beamed, picking up the cup and cuddling it close, taking a deep breath of the scent. "Smells about right." Harry blinked slowly, her heart racing while her thoughts, for once, completely stuttered to a halt at the sound of Louis' soft moan. She honestly could not remember the last time she'd had such an instinctive, guttural response to a person before, but it felt like it was taking everything in her not to say fuck the 2-meter rule and climb into Louis' lap to curl up like a content cat. "Well, the proof is in the tasting and all that," she scrambled to say, realizing that the silence between them had started to get a little awkward. "I'm really sorry," she continued. "I really don't understand why I'm being so..." "Away with the fairies?" Louis suggested quietly. "Yeah," Harry nodded. "I guess that's one way of putting it," she huffed softly. "I swear I'm polite. And I have manners, and I'm perfectly capable of handling a conversation." "I have no doubt," Louis said gently. "Pretty sure Zane wouldn't have hired you if you were incapable of telling her what ideas you have." "Exactly," Harry exclaimed. Oh, and I bought my sketch pad with me, so I thought we could work out the basics now, then I'll go fiddle with them at home and bring them in for your approval. Or, like, negotiation. Louis nodded slowly. That sounds perfect, she replied. I'm interested to learn about what you're thinking of doing. Well, this place completely lends itself to becoming a grotto of lights, Harry immediately said. With how the paths and grounds are set out, all leading to that huge space of gravel in front of the hothouse, I'm hoping to put a largish Santa with his sleigh and reindeer, naturally, on that space, and then have everything else almost lighting the way, so it organically shows you the correct path to take. She paused, a little breathless, as she'd gotten completely swept away in her passion for the project, and looked at Louis, who was gazing at her with a slightly awestruck expression. If you think that's okay, Harry stammered out. I think that sounds perfect, Louis said firmly. I've been looking at the power grid, trying to find the extra power sockets we'll need to plug in all these lights, and I think there may be need of an electrician before we start adding things in willy-nilly. I'm not completely sold on the old system handling the number of lights we're thinking about here, but once we've got that sorted out, I reckon it's going to look amazing. I know an electrician, Harry nodded. She's my best friend and flatmate, actually. And she's seeing Zane, so that should make things a little easier. Definitely, Louis nodded. So if we get the lovely Lima, who knew she was handy with a set of nose pliers, in to check over the fuses and electrical infrastructure, then I'll work out how to lay the cables so that they'll cause as little disturbance to the plants as possible. She paused for a moment, then tilted her head to one side. Would you be able to use lights to highlight particular elements of the flower beds? So, like, the hellebores are looking absolutely amazing right now, and will do all the way through Christmas. That's why they're also called Christmas roses. And we have some very impressive holly bushes that would look striking in the right light. Oh, definitely, Harry nodded quickly. If we draw out where certain things are that need the emphasis, then I can work that into the light design, she beamed. I think this is going to end up a really wonderful project. I completely agree, Louis smiled softly. Following the extensive work from Liam, who had needed to rewire practically the whole of the system, and far more meetings than were probably necessary, the next 10 days passed swiftly. The Golden Botanic Gardens Winter Light Spectacular opened, with social distance, staggered entry, and a hot chocolate stall provided by the coffee shop from around the corner. It was also the first date of a very nervous head gardener and an equally terrified lights coordinator. A date that would lead to a relationship that mirrored the gardens that Louis was so proud of. One that was meticulously tended, expertly managed, and full of love and beauty. This was Winter Light Spectacular by Reminiscing in the Rain on AO3 and Tumblr. If you would like to find this fic and comment on it, you can do so through the links on our Tumblr, podfic-pals.tumblr.com, or our AO3, podfic_pals. I hope this episode has managed to ring in the holiday season for you, and that you enjoy the rest of what we have planned for you as season 1 of the Podfic Pals comes to an end.